Hey there, Mike.
Hey, man.
So, let's talk about Twitter apps for a second, because I think there's something I need to learn.
Okay. Let's start off. What Twitter apps do you currently use, like, across all platforms?
Okay. So, I currently use the official Twitter for Mac client on the desktop after for a very long time sticking to the web, but pretty soon the web just became untenable for me, although I would say that it might I might actually switch back to it sooner rather than later.
Let's see if I can change your mind on that. Okay, carry on.
There's a story there. All right. Twitterific on the on my iOS devices, both on the iPhone and the iPad.
Why?
I like it the best from a from an interface perspective. I've tried other things. I even have other things installed right now that it's like I can't bear to uninstall, like Tweetbot. You know, I think that there's something there that I need to keep around. So, but I don't know what it is. But Twitterific is what I use. And of course, you know, I use other you know things as well. I would say that you know almost half of my tweeting comes from things like Birdhouse or Quotebook or Reader, right? You know that.
Yeah.
That,
so you use a lot of apps to go.
To actually to communicate, but
yeah.
To actually check my timeline, Twitterific on the iOS devices is what I use.
I think it's pretty, like, you know, I don't think you had to necessarily just gloss over that. Like, it's not, because I'm the same, because I think that we have a responsibility to share things that. That what I consider my what I consider I you know I have a modest Twitter following, but I feel like if I see something, I have a responsibility to share it to people. So well, I do sort of send stuff out from Reader quite a lot.
Well, let me give you some secret sauce here. Here's some secret sauce, and pour this over your cereal. I actually have. Are you familiar with Pinboard? Pinboard is like Delicious, only better.
Yeah.
Like Delicious, only a lot less social and a lot better built and actually supported by like money that like I paid. I know this is just a fantastically
they're the one with the really interesting
idea,
but, revenue model, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where the more users, the more you pay.
That's right. Yes. But I got in early. I got in cheap, but I would have paid, like, seriously, there are times when I think of going back and just opening up another account and never using it just to give them some more money because I believe in paying for things, but I digress. So there's Pinboard. Well, you can set up Pinboard to automatically capture any links that you tweet. So it captures the link, and in the notes for that link, it puts the tweet, you know, what you said. So in many ways, while, yeah, this is something I want to share with the world, I'm also using the side benefit that I'm bookmarking it in Pinboard.
Smart. I like that. Smart.
Yeah. See, that's some secret sauce right there, huh?
So, you're using Twitterific on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Do you use anything for push notifications? Or have I just said a dirty word to you? I mean, do you use Boxcar or do you just...
Buzzes or does other things to let me know, oh my God, someone talked to me, I need to know about it right now. Absolutely freaking not.
Yeah, as I said it, I thought, oh no, he's going to fire me.
I'm not going to fire you. You just know me better than that, right? I mean, the fact is that I do allow DMs, for instance, to, you know, to come into my email inbox, and I do have, you know, my phone buzzes when I get a new mail message. So I guess in a sense, you know, it's not really push notifications, but it's a similar sort of thing. But
it's,
you know,
a notification that's being pushed to you, but it's different.
Yeah, it's just being pushed to my email, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, at the moment, I mean, I'm currently using Tweetbot majoritively for my Twitter consumption. It's not only the best Twitter application I've used, I think it's actually my favourite iOS application of all time. I mean, that application to me is the absolute perfection of what it needs to do.
All right.
I have no faults. And the application just continues to get better and better. I mean, the guys at Tapbots, the functionality that they keep adding, and it's still only version 1, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I can't quite bear to delete it, though I don't primarily use it.
Like, they have a native push notification service, which I now use and am confident enough in that I've happily turned off email notifications and DMs and stuff, because the Tweetbot notification system does that greatly. The general, as I said this in a review that I wrote sort of quite some time ago on MacGasm, the way that I feel when I use Tweetbot is like I actually feel like I'm in control of Twitter, because I know what's going on because of the noises that it makes, where I know they drive some people crazy, but I know when tweets are being sent, I know when tweets are coming in, you know. After all this time of it being released, still it really enjoy the noises. I like the noise it makes when you want to see a conversation and stuff, like the piston sounding noise. I really enjoy that. And I have been using the official Twitter clients for iPad and for the desktop. I just preferred the desktop version, and really for the iPad it was the only one that I really liked as well, because I've tried them all, including Twitterific. Now, I've historically had a bit of a problem with Twitterific in that I'm not a massive fan of the showing everything in my timeline. And I don't like the way direct messages are not split into conversations. It's just like one long stream of messages. Sometimes I will leave a direct message unopened as a reminder to myself. I know that probably makes your ears bleed. But it's just something that I do.
If that's what works for you, right? In the same way that having the DMs enter my inbox works for me, because that's my reminder to, I need to reply to this. And reply to it right there in email. That's kind of a trigger for me to go over to Twitter and reply to that message.
And I mean, also Twitterific for the Mac, and even for the iOS devices, the support for gestures and the way that you get some things done, I'm not massively hot on. Like, for example, to retweet a tweet on the desktop, I have to click the reply button and then retweet, it feels like that they are purposefully going against the general conventions that are now set amongst most apps to have a retweet indicator, because that the button that they use, they're using the standard, what to me seems standard, look for a reply button.
Okay.
But I have just switched back to Twitterific for the Mac and for the iPad, and it's for one reason: tweet marker. Now when the guys at Icon Factory announced Tweet Marker for the Twitterific devices, I'll explain what it is in a minute, by the way, if anyone doesn't know. I was like, okay, great service, but I don't use the apps. But then the guys at Tapbots have pulled Tweet Marker into Tweetbot. Now, Tweet Marker is a independent sort of, I'm inclined to say open source, but I want to check that before I actually do say that. But it's a web service that has been developed by a guy. Again, I feel really bad for not having this. It was created by a company called Riverfold Software.
That sounds familiar, actually. For whatever reason, I don't know why.
What, the company?
Yeah.
for some reason Safari can't find the server when I click through to the link. So but it's basically, if you go to tweetmarker.net, it's effectively got what you need, and it's got some links out to Twitter dev pages as to how you would implement it into your own app if you have one. And it's an API call. Public API call that they've developed. So what Tweetmarker does is, across applications, and there are three that support it right now, so it's Twitterific, Tapbots, and an iPad app called Tweetings.
Okay.
And what it does is, so when you quit the app, so when you leave the app,
yeah,
it quickly pushes, probably in the background I would assume, out to a web service to bookmark where you were in your DMs, so like your red DMs and stuff, or where you were in a DM conversation, your timeline, your list timeline, and your app replies.
Interesting.
That marks the position of all of them, and then pushes that out to all of the apps that support it. So at the moment, I do the majority of my reading of my Twitter feed when I'm out of home, so I do it on my iPhone. But then I will typically come back to the iPad in the evening, and then that will become the device. So now, instead of me having to find the place, it just does it automatically. So as soon as I get home and turn on my iPad, I just open Twitterific, and it loads the tweets. So it loads all the tweets and then automatically scrolls to the position I was last at.
Okay. All right. So it's basically just a way of, you know, bookmarking one place and, you know, making sure that you know, bookmark, at least as far as where you were, it kind of goes to all of the other places that you might use Twitter.
Yeah. And I know to some people that's not an important feature, but I maintain what I've always said. And I'm very strict now about the people that I choose to follow. I keep my list to 200.
Oh,
because
nice.
That okay. For me is a manageable amount, and it also means that pretty much if I give it a 10-minute interval, there will be a few new tweets if I want to go read them. Because the 200 people that I follow, which are mainly people, there are still some companies in there that I do like to keep my eye on, but as I find more new people to follow, they're the first ones to come off. So go on.
Here's a question, because this is a strategy I did since, you know, we're talking about Twitter. One thing I did to reduce noise was to... One thing I didn't know until recently is that you don't have to follow someone to have them in a list.
Yeah,
like you can put someone in a list and not follow them, and that's what I've done with like all the companies I follow. I basically created a companies list, and you know, and so when I need to or want to look at that stuff, that's where I go to do so. If that makes sense,
I understand the logic, and it makes perfect sense. And I know people that put people they consider to be friendly with in Twitter on lists as well, which is, I completely understand the logic. Yeah. But the way that I look at this is, if I want to hear somebody's message, I'll follow them. If I don't consider that person worthy of a follow, I don't care about their message enough. Yeah. And if it's a company, for example, that I don't feel like I need to know their message, then TechCrunch will tell me everything I need to know about that company.
Understood.
And that's just the way that I personally use Twitter. I see the value of lists, and I have lists for things that I want to remember. So everyone that I've met in real life that's fans of the shows, I have a private list that I put them into, just for personal record keeping. And I have other lists as well, but I can't actually remember. But like, I have like just, oh, I have for everyone that's I know to be on Twitter that I converse with that works in my day job, I put into a list as well, which is also a private list, just so I can keep tabs on them two different things. And I will do that more, but not because I want to read the timelines. It's just so I can say, right, it's these 12 people that are to do with this. Now, for some, that's just the way that I want to use it. I don't, even though I probably use one of the best apps to manage lists, which is Tweetbot. It's one of the only iOS apps that can allow you to create lists, edit lists, and you can also view lists as a separate timeline. It's just not a feature that I need. And 200 works for me. And what it does is every time I want to follow someone, it makes me consider that person's follow cost. So if I want to follow X person, I will have to consider whether I want to lose somebody to bring this person on. And that's made me use Twitter in a very different way. And I mean, and it may be, I'm not trying to arbitrarily fix myself to this. If it gets to the point where I've got rid of everyone that I want to get rid of, then I will increase the number to 250, for example.
Yeah.
And go from there. I just, because 200 works for me, because I like, basically, the roundabout point of what I was saying is I like to read all the tweets in my timeline.
Well, we've talked about this before, yeah.
I mean, because that's just why I use the service.
I mean, I have long had a limit. And that limit has changed. It's gotten smaller. But I have long had a limit. And that limit used to be 350. And it's a similar sort of deal. When I reached that limit, it caused me, whenever I wanted to follow someone new, I knew that there was a follow cost, right? And that follow cost was that I was going to have to figure out who, for lack of a better term, who's getting kicked off the island to make room for that new person. And it was always great because it often, too, meant that that I then would go through my whole list, and like it wouldn't be just kicking one person off the island. It'd be like, okay, here's three or four I can kick off the island, right? And so I think it's a good strategy to have if you're looking to make sure that your, for lack of a better term, signal to noise ratio is maintainable and sane when it comes to Twitter. And also I think too that by having those sorts of limits, like you said, you know that with the limit that you have, that every 10 minutes there's going to be something new there, right? Just because the less people you have, the less frequently it updates. What happens if you cut that number down to 100? Now you know that it might be 20 minutes. It might be a half hour, right? Like, if I was the only person that somebody was following right now, they would see me tweet something, maybe two things in the morning and a couple of things late at night, right? And then that would be it. So they themselves would be like, okay, I'm not even going to bother checking Twitter right now. It's not important. I know there's nothing there. Right, I know there's nothing there. So I think that has side benefits on both counts, not just from a reading perspective, but also from a time maintenance perspective.
Yeah. Which I like.
Yeah. So TweetMarker, is it free?
Well, it's free for developers.
Okay.
And so they
just implement it. In the thing. Okay.
And what's currently being said at the moment is something that I do intend to do shortly, is if you use the service and enjoy the service, then consider donating via the PayPal donation button on the TweetMarker website.
Yeah, I agree. I can't urge this enough. And I'm no saint when it comes to this stuff, but I increasingly believe that if there are things that are quote unquote free, that if there is a way to donate, do so, right? Because the more people that do so, the more likely not only it will stay free, but the more likely it'll stay around, right? I mean, so many of these things that have been lost to history have been like, folks that have gone off to college, and they built this little thing, this little tool, they shared it with the world, and they had like a little donation thing for like beer, and no one ever clicked it, and they leave college and get a real world job, and they abandon this thing because, well, they just don't have the time anymore, and quite frankly, it wasn't paying the bills.
Exactly. Right. I mean, there are apps that do, the Echo Phone, ECHOFON suite of apps do this. and they have done this for a while, because they sync it to their own web service.
Yeah.
But it means that to take advantage of that, you've got to use the Echophone suite of apps. Now, what TweetMarker does is it lets me not necessarily just use Twitterific.
Right. So you can use Twitterbot on one device, Twitterific on another, and then maybe on the desktop use something else as a third device, and have all of those still stay
in sync
as far as, you know, as far as where you were in your timeline when you left off.
Exactly. And this is a prime example. Again, you know, we're back to it where third party developers are doing something Twitter is not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Something they should be doing.
Yeah.
And definitely something that I think they will in the future.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that they won't use this service to do that.
No, they'll implement their own, right? In the same way that they have basically stopped even, you know, letting people use their own short links and now force using the dot, you know, the t.co links no matter what.
So only if it's 20 characters or more.
Yeah. As a lot of these things are.
And it's good in a way because it means that people are maintaining their length. I think if it's 20 characters or more, and I think the fact that they've gone to that restriction is good because it means that means people aren't using their own shorteners. If you've got a link that is 20 characters or more, you're not using a shortener. So I personally don't have a problem with it. If it was like every link goes through t.co, then that would be very different. Because if I had my own vanity shortener, which for future projects I am looking at getting, to just have one where I'd use to tweet out about all of the different shows being released or whatever.
Yeah.
But so, you know, they would take that away from me. But because they wouldn't do that, then it doesn't bother me as much.
Well, because they haven't done that, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sure they can, and I'm happy to think that they are perfectly within their rights to do that. Yeah. But if
I think there's several advantages for them to doing so, actually. I'm just saying, I can count at least three ways that doing so would be to their advantage.
What, like page link, page numbers, or?
Eventually they're going to have to make money some way. Easiest route to that is the way that every other social network currently is making money, and that's advertising. And if they're routing everything through a dot, through their Tico, let's just call it Tico, shortener, what's to then stop them from putting an ad in the middle?
Yeah, I
you'll be redirected to your website in just a couple of seconds. Well, please enjoy this ad while we work on that. Thank you.
I can see what you're saying, but I think they would find it very difficult to do that. That would start a rebellion. The human public would not exist. Would not take that. We would not sort of just allow that. Like, look what happened with Dickbar.
Maybe they don't do that. How about this? Maybe they insert ads and load your content into a frame. So
I had thought that. I thought that would be the first thing you'd say, and then I would urge Twitter to look at what happened to Dig.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Kevin Rose. I believe Kevin Rose is an advisor. He was involved in Twitter in some way. I think he may have been an angel investor. So yes, they could do that, but I would probably reckon that he would say to him, "No, just look what happened to us."
I hope.
And that started the decline.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Yeah, I hope you're right.
Good discussion.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So, where can people get this TweetMarker? I mean, you discuss what things it works with, but is this, you have to go to like this TweetMarker place and sign up, right? Or no, it's just built in.
It's built in. So all you need to do is for the individual apps that support it, you just need to go into the settings and enable it.
Oh, okay.
And it's right. It's an opt-in, I think, and that's just to alleviate any privacy concerns. So as it stands at the moment, the apps that I mentioned that support it, they don't enable it because, you know, automatically, because it was obviously saving some data about the people that you follow.
Noted.
But right. if you have a public Twitter account, that shouldn't be an issue. Pat, where can people find you on Twitter? Well, it's going to be talking about it so
much. While we're talking about Twitter, I'm at Patrick Rhone, PatrickRhone. And you, Michael?
I'm iMike, MIMYKE.
Yeah, all right. Follow away, folks. Don't expect either of us to follow you back necessarily because we think we're both at our follower limit that we discussed earlier. But
if you've got good things to say, then there's somebody you can leave the list.
That's right. There's always someone who can get kicked off the island. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate the tip on this.
No worries, man.
All right. Talk to you soon. We'll chat later.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.